Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel, and I think that's probably one of the main reasons I live in Northern California. There are some amazing Zinfandel vineyards here. Another good part of it is that they're older than I am, so I like that part of it. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery at its best. Susan, you've been here for over a decade, and you've seen Simi rise to the top. I think they're the oldest winery in Sonoma County.
We are the longest continually running or producing winery in Sonoma County. We kept going during Prohibition. Well, we kept making wine. We didn't sell it. And I wasn't here.
And that bottle of Zinfandel on the table is talking to me. I love Zinfandel. Let's talk about the fruit sourcing here. We're going to be talking about right close to the winery here is Dry Creek Valley, and that is where Zinfandel is at its best.
It is. This is 100% Dry Creek Valley, and the fruit really jumps out of the glass. This one, it's hard to contain this wine. It is.
I can see by your smile that you're a big fan of the grape also. It's so good with food. I think that's really the bottom line here.
Oh, this one especially, I think, because it's got a nice balance to it. It's pretty packed with some alcohol, but everything is in check. It's a pleasure for me to taste it because it reminds me of being out in the vineyard and eating the grapes. Just
you know, I've had that experience myself. Just before harvest, you go out there, and you have to do that every day. I don't know how your tummy can take that, but in early mornings, it's really fascinating for me to see Dry Creek, to drive out Dry Creek Road and see some of these vineyards that are 100 years old or more.
Oh, yeah. They are quite stunning, especially right now. The leaves are very vibrant. This has been an amazing harvest, and the post-harvest season has been exceptional this year.
We've really been blessed here in Northern California. Almost every vintage is great. The last two or three years, though, have really been special. And
actually, well, 2013 was huge for us. It kept coming.
Well, that's always a good thing. Now, food-wise with this, we can cover a wide spectrum, but again, I think I might go to pork. Pork and ribs and Zinfandel is a classic pairing.
Yeah, you know, this one's not bad with chicken, too.
Let's get both.
It even goes with salmon. I like a cedar plank salmon with the Zin, too.
I don't think we can eat all that food, but we'll, maybe there'll be another time.
Maybe we'll just have some sweet potato fries.
Well, we're expanding out the menu here, folks. We'll see what Chef brings to us. And it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Well, folks, I'm sitting with Anthony Beckman, and we are talking about Belletto Wines, and this is Belletto Vineyards at its best, and for me, it's at its best. I love Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, which is really your signature. Zinfandel has to be a signature, too, but I love Zinfandel, so I'm really looking forward to this bottle.
This is a distinct bottling. Because of our location, we're so south in the southern tip of the Russian River Valley that it is cool climate Zinfandel. So, you know, Zin runs this broad spectrum. You can go to the far, far side, and it's 18% alcohol. It's a little bit sweet. It's big. It's got broad shoulders. It's kind of a cocktail wine that you drink and enjoy for just this lush, hedonistic sort of like, wow, pop your head off sort of wine. And I don't have any problem with that. There's times when you want that. This Zinfandel is the opposite spectrum of that. It's got bright acidity. It's got really a brambly profile. The tannins are light. The acid is high. The alcohol is a little bit lower. It's got a texture to it that's more light and balanced as opposed to big and thick. I always call it a claret style of wine. I was just tasting wines with an importer from England. She said she's like, I've never been a Zinfandel fan because they're too big, and I love this Zinfandel. And I go, that's exactly what it is. And should we want to make that giant Zinfandel, we couldn't do it. Like, even if you said, oh, I'll pay you $20 million and make a Zin like that, we just are too cold where these vines are planted, and it would be just an impossible wine for us to make where we are. So again, we're making something distinct and delicious from these estate vineyards that we own. And that's really what's important. And every year, the Zinfandel, I've been making the Zin for 8 years now, and every year the Zin is so similar, has these same qualities throughout: the brambly berry, the brightness, sort of this nice herbaceous tone that lends a balance and an interesting segment to it year after year after year. And that's what really makes a wine like this special.
This really lends itself to food, and people are not aware of how good Zinfandel is with food. I go into different cuisines like Chinese and other things with it, and you just sit there and go, let's open another bottle.
Absolutely, and I think you can make that statement about most all wines where they're acid-based as opposed to more fruit and texture-based. You know, when you have that acidity to cut through food, it's really sets the stage for the next bite of food. People talk about food and wine pairings, and I think there's a lot of rules that I don't agree with. The biggest rule is the wine has to have the acidity to handle food. And if it doesn't have that, then I usually drink them before dinner or with something light like cheese. But when you go into like a hearty food, you need something to balance the heartiness of the food. And that's usually what acidity does in a wine for me.
Well, folks, we're going to experiment here with this bottle and maybe one more as food just came to the table. And Zinfandel at its best here with Barletto. You are going to enjoy this dish as much as I am. But you said you weren't hungry, so you want me to take over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, none for me.
We are enjoying Napa Valley this week, and I always enjoy Napa Valley. I live very close by, right over the hill from Napa Valley, and on a beautiful summer day, I can be here within the hour. That happened this morning. I'm staying for a couple of days in the beautiful Napa Valley here in Northern California. Chef Terry Letson sitting with me, and where are we going to go food-wise with this wine? This is a beautiful wine.
I like to leave Napa Valley now and then, Doc, but I always come home. Today, we're going to do a Braised Short Rib. It's a really fairly big wine, a little bit of spice to it, a beautiful fruit. So we're going to take this short rib that we've seared in duck fat, braised in red wine with some aromatic vegetables, and we're going to serve that with our almost famous garlic mashed potatoes. And we're going to do some spinach, just some sautéed spinach with this and keep it simple. We take the reduction sauce that we've braised in and reduce it down a little bit with some dried porcini mushrooms. Again, as you mentioned before, we take that comfort and just add a bunch of flavor to it.
Well, it really is something that you have to call this comfort food, but at the same time, this is really a tribute to the produce that surrounds the area here. Let's talk a minute about that, because you are a very fortunate chef to be in this environment here where on a daily basis you have things at your disposal that are incredible produce-wise.
You're right, Doc, and we are fortunate. We live in a valley that is almost all farmers between grapes and produce, and then all of us just kind of hang out and support that. We get, I call it the backdoor farmers show up and we buy all their fava beans or beets or tomatoes and basil, and we're truly fortunate to have this abundance of perfectly ripe, fresh, seasonal things come to our back door.
Well, this is a very special place, folks. And Fumé Bistro, how can they get in touch with you? There's a website and a phone number here.
Yes, fumébistro.com is our website. It has a lot of information and a couple little blogs that are fun to follow. Or you can find us at 257-1999 is our number. We're right off Highway 29 on the north end of Napa, and we look forward to seeing every new customer come in.
And Fumé Bistro always parties like it's 1999, and we're going to now move on to more wine and more food.